Welcome to episode 1231 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, a deeper look with our chapter, Ripped from the Headlines, in which we examine Jesus's take on topics of contemporary relevance. How can we make sense of what's going on in our world today? How would Jesus respond to or counsel us about the issues that dominate our news feeds? Our world is groaning. Forests are being destroyed, oceans polluted, species lost, and the climate destabilized by human activity. The evidence of environmental crisis surrounds us, and many are asking, does God care about how we treat the environment? And as followers of Jesus, what is our responsibility in addressing these issues? Though the Bible never uses the modern term climate change, it consistently reveals that creation matters to God and that humans are called to steward it. Jesus' teachings and actions, while not focused on environmental policy, provide profound guidance on how we should view the natural world. His life reflects harmony with creation. His parables often use images from nature, and his mission points toward the renewal of all things. The story of Scripture begins not with humans, but with God creating the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1 shows a God who delights in his creation, repeatedly calling it good. Humanity is given the role of steward, to work and to care for the garden. Creation is not ours to exploit. It is God's gift to cultivate and protect. When we pollute, exploit, or destroy creation, we are not simply harming the earth. We are dishonoring God's artistry and misusing what he entrusted to us. Caring for the environment, then, is an act of worship and obedience. Jesus himself demonstrates deep sensitivity to creation. He taught with images of lilies, sparrows, seeds, soil, vineyards, and storms. These weren't just convenient illustrations. They reveal his intimate awareness of the natural world. He pointed to birds to show God's provision. He told his disciples to consider wildflowers as a sign of God's beauty. He calmed storms, walked on water, and multiplied bread and fish, showing both authority over and compassion toward creation. Jesus' parables assume a world where creation reveals God's kingdom. This teaches us that the natural world is not disposable. It is a theater of God's glory, a living witness to his power and care. Psalm 24 verse 1 declares, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it." Jesus affirms this truth in his life. When he feeds the 5,000, he blesses the loaves and fishes, giving thanks for the provision of the earth. When he teaches his disciples to pray, he instructs them to ask for daily bread, a recognition that all sustenance flows from God's creation. If the earth belongs to the Lord, then we are tenants, not owners. We cannot treat creation as if it were ours to exploit without consequence. Instead, we are to live as faithful stewards who honor the owner by caring for what he has entrusted to us. Jesus summarized the law as love of God and love of neighbor. Climate change and environmental degradation directly affect our neighbors, especially the poor, who often bear the brunt of polluted air, unsafe water, and natural disasters. To ignore the environment is to ignore the well-being of our neighbors. When rivers are poisoned, children suffer. When crops fail from drought, families starve. When homes are flooded by rising seas, communities are displaced. Love of neighbor compels us to care about the environment because environmental harm is never just about land or air. It is about people. In Revelation 21, we are given a vision of the new heaven and new earth. Creation is not discarded, but renewed. Jesus' mission is not just to save souls, but to redeem all of creation. Paul writes in Romans 8, "Creation itself groans, waiting for liberation from decay, longing for the day when Christ will make all things new." This means our care for creation is not wasted. Every act of preservation, every effort to heal the earth, anticipates the future restoration God has promised. Caring for creation is a foretaste of the coming kingdom. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Psalms to the teachings of Jesus, the message is clear. Creation matters to God. It is his handiwork, his gift, his theater of glory. How we treat the environment reflects how we honor the Creator. Jesus calls us to live in such a way that reveals God's kingdom on earth. That includes treating creation not as a commodity to exhaust, but as a gift to steward. Climate change is not only a scientific or political issue, it is a spiritual one. It challenges us to align our actions with God's purposes of justice, stewardship, and love. Let's get deep. Jesus as Lord of creation. The Gospels show Jesus calming storms, walking on water, multiplying food. These miracles reveal not only his power, but also his role as creator. He is not indifferent to creation. He rules over it with authority and care. Jesus' compassion extends to creation. He notices sparrows and lilies, teaching us that God cares about even the smallest parts of creation. His character reflects the Father's love for all he has made. Jesus' mission is cosmic. Colossians 1, verses 16 and 17 says, "All things were created through him and for him, and in him all things hold together." His mission is not limited to individual salvation. It encompasses the reconciliation of all things, including the created world. Jesus reveals God's justice. Environmental neglect disproportionately harms the poor and vulnerable. Jesus' concern for the marginalized teaches us that caring for creation is part of God's justice. To love as he loves means addressing the systems that degrade both people and planet. Jesus offers hope of renewal. The resurrection is not only a victory over death, but also a sign that God will renew all creation. Just as Christ's body was raised, so too creation will be restored. Jesus embodies the hope that the groaning of creation will give way to glory. So how should we live in response to Jesus' guidance? Practice stewardship. Make choices that honor creation. Reduce waste, conserve energy, protect natural resources. See creation as worship. Take time to notice God's beauty in nature. Let the heavens declare his glory and lead you into praise. Love your neighbor. Recognize that environmental issues affect people. Support practices and policies that protect the vulnerable. Live simply. Jesus warns against storing up treasures on earth. A lifestyle of simplicity resists consumerism and reflects kingdom values. Anticipate renewal. Care for creation with hope, knowing that God will one day make all things new. Our actions now bear witness to that coming reality. Climate change and environmental degradation confront us with one of the great moral and spiritual questions of our time. As followers of Jesus, we cannot look away. He teaches us that creation is God's gift, entrusted to our care. He shows us that neglect of creation harms our neighbors and dishonors the Creator. The good news is that Jesus is Lord of creation and the Redeemer of all things. He entered the groaning world, bore its brokenness on the cross, and rose to begin the renewal of all things. His mission includes the healing of creation, and he invites us to join him as faithful stewards and hopeful witnesses. So let us follow him, caring for the earth, loving our neighbors, and anticipating the day when all creation will be restored. For the earth is the Lord's, and everything in it. And in Christ, God is making all things new.
Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Nothing escapes the attention of the Father. He knows all the details of the creation and cares for every sparrow, every lily, every fish.
Father, we thank you for the gift of creation, the world you made and called good. Forgive us for the ways we have misused and neglected it. Forgive us for failing to love our neighbors when our choices harm the earth they depend on. Teach us to be faithful stewards, to treat creation with reverence, and to live simply and gratefully. Open our eyes to see your glory in the beauty of the world around us. Give us courage to care for the earth and compassion to protect the vulnerable, and fill us with hope for the day when, through Christ, you will make all things new. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,